The Blackfeet Nation released draft legislation yesterday that would permanently protect the Badger 2 Medicine Area bordering Glacier National Park from industrial resource development. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Montana's congressional delegation says they are reviewing the draft language of the proposed bill.
The release of the draft legislation follows a big win for the Blackfeet tribe earlier this month when a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. effectively canceled the last remaining oil and gas lease in the area, which is the sacred homeland of the Blackfeet people. The bill would designate 130,000 acres of the Badger 2 Medicine within the Lewis and Clark National Forest as a cultural heritage area. The move would prevent future industrial development on the land. Congress has withdrawn the land from oil and gas leasing, and it was designated as a traditional cultural district under federal law. Blackfeet Historic Preservation Officer John Murray says those current protections don't provide certainty that the area won't be developed in the future. He says the tribe previously wanted the Badger 2 Medicine to be designated as a national monument in order to get that kind of permanent protection.
We think that now that the monument doesn't offer that permanent protection because, we've seen like Bears Ears and Grand Staircase monument get modified by a different administration. So
the cultural heritage area designation would allow non-commercial timber harvest to continue and would guarantee continued public access for hunting, fishing, and hiking. Conservation groups have long supported protecting the landscape, which serves as important habitat for grizzly bears and other wildlife moving between Glacier National Park and the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex. Communication staff for each member of Montana's congressional delegation say Democrat John Tester and Republican Steve Daines and Greg Gianforte are willing to work with the tribe and are reviewing the proposal. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.